All right. Good morning and happy Labor Day.
早晨好，祝大家劳动节快乐。
This is the last class we will do on the on Christ in Revelation.
这是我们最后一课，就是讲在启示录里的基督。
Then next week we will have 1 week off.
那下星期呢，我们休息一星期。
And then on starting on September 20, we will begin a new series of classes.
9月20号我们开始一个新的系列。
And our topic is going to be growing in the image of Christ.
就是我们的主题就是在基督的样式或者在基督的形象上成长。
How Christ shapes us in his image.
那基督耶稣如何把我们塑造成他的形象。
For much of my life, I was very frustrated.
我的这个人生中的很大的一部分时间，其实我挺懊恼的。
Because once or twice a year, there would be a revival or gospel meeting.
然后一年大概有一次到两次的这样子一个奉兴会或者是一个布道会。
And someone would preach and tell us we needed to be like Christ.
那有人总讲到的时候就会讲到我们要像基督。
And it always sounded very nice.
听起来真的都是很好的。
And he or she would say, come to the altar and pray for Christ, for God to make you more like Christ.
然后呢讲员就会呼召说到前台来我们一起来祷告让神。使神让你变得更像基督。
So we would do that.
然后我们就会这样做。
And that was the end.
然后就那样了。
But when I looked a year later, I never really saw any change.
我过了一年，我看看，我好像也没有看到什么真正的改变。
Someone else would say the same thing.
然后呢，又有人会讲同样的话。
I never saw any practical steps to take.
然后我从来没有看到你可以采取的实际的步骤。
And so I want to, over the next few months, look at what it means practically to be like Christ.
所以呢，在未来的几个月，我就想我们一起来看。到底是能够像基督这样，实际上是一个什么样的一个步骤？怎么在实际生活都是怎么样的
？What we do，
我们要做什么
？More importantly, what he does in us，
更重要的是他在我们里边做了什么
？And what that looks like in our life，
那在我们的生活中看着像什么样呢？
So we will start that in 2 weeks.
所以我们再过两个星期就开始。
And I hope you can join us for that.
那我也很希望大家能够继续的来上课。
I'm going to be doing that class a little differently than this one.
那下一个系列的课呢，就跟这个系列会有一些不同。
I had really hoped that we would be back to meeting in person by the time this class started.
那我真的是很希望当这个系列开始的时候呢我们就是在就是实体聚会就是面对面的来讲课。
But I think we're going to come to Revelation 22 before we come to the end of COVID.
我觉得好像是我们可能是先到了启示录的22章也到不了这个新冠疫情结束。
And so I have been...instructed we need to continue meeting online.
所以呢给我的这个下一步的指示就是说我们还要继续的在网上讲课。
So what I'm going to try to do is I will give you a chance each week to send questions to Sister Lay in advance.
所以呢我给大家的机会就是在课上课之前呢请大家预先把你的问题呢就是发给我。发给我就好了。
I will talk about those in the class.
然后我们在课上我们会详细的讲。
that's not quite as good as an immediate discussion, but at least it will help us a little bit.
然后呢，当然这不如就是面对面的这样的互相讨论好，但是起码是我们可以有些互动，有些。
Okay, I want to finish up today with a couple more pictures of Christ in Revelation.
所以今天我们再来看几幅在启示录里基督的形象。
As we move closer and closer to the end of Revelation, we see two things happening.
就是当我们越到启示录的末尾呢，我们就越看到有两件事情发生。
One, the suffering is increasing.
一个是这个地上的这个苦难还有在增加。这个灾难。
Secondly, we see more and more emphasis on the power of Christ as the one who will win.
然后呢，越来就越强调就是基督他的这个全能是正在就是他的在得胜的那一方就他的得胜越来越明显。
Many people, I think, misunderstand these middle chapters of Revelation.
我觉得有很多人就是误读了这个启示录的中间的这些篇章。
Because they misunderstand something that Revelation teaches in chapter 12.
因为他们就是误读了在启示录第十二章所教导的。
And if you miss this, you will miss chapters 13 and on.
如果你从那儿就是开始就是解读了有误的话，那后边的十三、十四章后边都会有误。
And that is what we saw last week. This principle.
那就是上个星期我们所看到的这个原则。
Satan has already lost.
撒旦已经输掉了。
Not just in theory.
不是说是理论上输掉了。
But in reality.
而是实实在在的就是在现实中他已经输掉了。
Revelation 12 shows us that at the cross and resurrection, Christ won the final victory over Satan.
十二章向我们显示，在十字架和复活之后，主耶稣已经赢得了这个最终的胜利。
It doesn't mean the end of the battles.
但是并不是意味着这个征战就结束了。
But it means Christ has won.
而是意味着基督已经得胜。
If you don't like American history, you'll have to find a different example than what I'm giving you.
如果你不喜欢美国历史的话，你可能要自己去找一个我要给你的一个例，这个讲解的例证。
But I like to read American history.
但是我喜欢读美国历史。
And in the Civil War,
就是内战的时候，
We reached a place where the North had won.
就是到了一个地步，北方这边已经赢了。
Robert E. Lee was trapped.
然后那个李将军呢，他这个时候已经就是被包围，就是已经被陷在那儿了。
Atlanta had been defeated.
然后他们在亚特兰大也夺取了亚特兰大。
And everyone on both sides knew the war is over.
两方都知道其实这个战争已经结束了。
There were still some battles.
但是还是有一些战役。
Some people still died.
然后还是有人在死。
But when he was honest, Robert E. Lee said to his generals, we have lost.
然后呢他就李将军就很开诚布公地告诉他手下的将军说我们已经输了。
Revelation shows Christ has won at the cross and at the resurrection.
然后启示录已经向我们显示在十字架和这个复活之后主耶稣已经得胜。
Everything else,is finishing up a battle that's already been won, a war that's already been won.
然后呢别的都是在就是在这个好像收尾的一个战争一个战役，就是来把让整个的征战做一个结束。
Now here is why I put so much emphasis on this.
我为什么要在这个地方做这样强调呢？
If you misunderstand this, you will misread the middle of Revelation.
如果你对这方面你就是误你没有理解清楚或者误解了，那你就会对这个启示录的中间篇章有误读。
And you will misread the newspaper.
然后呢那你对现在的新闻呢你也会有一个误解。
Or CNN or Fox News or wherever you get your news.
不管说你是从 CNN, 还是从这个福克斯新闻，不管你从哪儿得到是你的新闻来源。
If you don't understand that in Revelation 12, Christ has already won.
如果你不了解在启示录第十二章主耶稣基督已经得胜的话，
You read chapters 13, 14, 15, 16, 17.
你就读这个启示录从13章到第17章。
Thinking, I hope God will win.
你就会说，哎呀，我真的希望神能够得胜啊。
I was in Israel.
我去以色列参观的时候。
We stood up on a mountain that overlooks the valley of Megiddo that Revelation talks about.
我们就站在一个那个山顶上，就看那个米基多那个山谷啊，就是那个启示录里边所讲到的。
And the guide pointed and said, "Here is where the soldiers, the armies will come from the north."
然后呢，这个向导就向我们说，这个地方呢，就是那个将来这个军队会从北方来的大军。
Here is where the armies will come from the south.
这就是要从南方来的大军。这个方向。
This will be the greatest battle in history.
这个地方就会发生这个人类历史上的一个最大的战争。
And as I heard him,
我听他这样讲。
Yes, he was right.
是的，他讲的是有道理。
But he was also wrong.
他也错了。
The greatest battle in history.Was at the cross.
人类历史上最大的征战，最大的战争，实际上是在十字架上。
And this battle in Megiddo will be wrapping up the war that's already been won.
这个应该是米基多的这个所要发生的，将来要发生的这个战争，实际上是对那个已经得胜的那个战争的一个收尾工作，就最后就完全结束了。
If we understand that, we read these middle chapters of Revelation with peace and confidence.
如果我们真的能了解到这一点，能够明白这一点，那我们读启示录的中间的篇章的时候，我们就会带着这种平安，带着这种确信来读。
And if we understand that, we read the newspaper and Fox News and CNN with peace.
所以，如果我们了解这一点，那我们不管是读什么新闻，或者是你的新闻来源从 CNN 或者从福克斯，那我们心里边也会有很大的平安。
Because sadly, many Christians are not sure Christ is going to win.
令人难过的是，很多基督徒其实不确定说基督是不是会得胜。
They say they are sure.
他们嘴巴上说他们是确定的。
But they live every day in fear and frustration and anger at our enemies.
但是呢，他们每一天呢，是活在对我们这个敌人的这种恐惧和这种愤怒，还有这种挫败之中。
But if we really believe and know that Christ has already won,
如果我们真的就是确定也相信基督已经得胜。
Will there be difficulties in the battles? Yes.
会不会在战役中还是有这种艰难呢？会的。
Will there be sorrow in the hurt? Absolutely.
会不会有悲痛？会不会有伤害呢？肯定会有。
But there can be a peace. I know the end of this story.
但是呢，因为 说我知道最后这个故事的结局，所以我里边是有平安的，有一种平安。
Now, that's where we are in chapter 12.
那个就是我们所在的这个十二章的中间。
In chapter 13,
到了第十三章，
we see that Satan does not simply say, all right, I lost, I give up.
我们看到撒旦不是单单就说，哎，我已经输了，那我就放弃了。
He keeps fighting.
他继续的征战。
He's going to lose.
他会失败。
But he wants to hurt God's people as much as possible before his final defeat.
但是在他最后这个就是最后的失败之前呢，他要做最后的挣扎，他想要尽可能的伤害神的百姓。
And so I want to show you briefly today what he does in chapter 13.
所以我就很快的想大家展示一下在十三章里面他要做什么。
I'm not going to go through all of the details of this.
我不会涵盖所有的细节。
But in these middle chapters of Revelation, Satan creates a imitation, a fake copy of God's reality.
然后呢，在这个启示录的中间这些篇章，撒旦呢就是模仿神呢，他就是一个假的，一个虚假的对神、对真神的一个拷贝。
Let me explain what I mean.
我来解释我的意思是什么。
There is a false, a counterfeit is a better word, a counterfeit Trinity.
它有一个就是相对这个三而一的真神的一个拷贝，一个假的。
The Trinity is Father, Son, and Spirit.
那个我们知道说这个三位一体的神是父、子、圣灵。
Satan has a false Trinity, a counterfeit Trinity.
那撒旦有个假的，有个冒牌的这种三而一的神。
A dragon.
他有一个龙。
A beast.
然后有一个兽
and a false prophet,
还有个假先知
and they counterfeit the work of the true Trinity.
他们就是像一个假冒产品，他们就是假冒的这个真正的这个三而一的神。
In chapter 2, we see he has a counterfeit sovereignty, a parody of God's sovereignty.
然后我们在第二章chapter 2,我们
13, verse 2.
在第十三章的第二节，我们看到他有一个好像是假冒的神的这个全能跟主宰性。
Look at this verse, because I want you to see how John shows this. Chapter 13, verse 2.
我们一起来看第二节。
I told you earlier in Revelation. That God shows his sovereignty with the phrase he gives power.
然后呢，在我们刚开始讲启示录的时候，我们讲到说神怎么样展示他的这个主宰跟他的全能性呢？就是说他给他什么权利，他给他什么。
That shows his authority, his sovereignty. God is the one who gives the power.
就是说是神是显示了神的权柄跟神的这个全能，就是神就是说赐给他什么，神给他这个能力。
So look at the word that John uses in Revelation 13 verse 2.
那我们来看十三章第二节所用的词语。
A beast comes out of the sea.
他说看到有海中上来一个兽。
And verse 2, the dragon gave his power.His throne and his authority to it.
那龙将自己的能力、作为和大权柄都给了他。
Satan gives this beast power to do miracles.
所以撒旦呢，就给这个兽呢，他的能力呢，让他能行神迹。
He gives him his throne, his authority over this world.
他给他把他的座位和他的大权柄都给了他，让他能够管辖这个世界。
verse
3, 第三节,
is a counterfeit of the resurrection.
这就是这个真正复活的一个冒牌品。
The beast seemed to have a mortal wound that would kill him.
所以看见兽的七头中有一个似乎受了死伤，那死伤却医好了。
But it was healed and the whole world marveled.
因为他医好了，全地的人都稀奇。
He parodies, he counterfeits the resurrection.
所以呢，他就是这样子，就是在拷贝，就假冒了这个真正的复活。
Verse 4, he counterfeits worship.
然后在第四节呢，你看到他又在这样子，就是好像一个假冒的一个敬拜，就是一个伪装的一个敬拜。
At the end of verse 3, it says the whole earth marveled as they followed the beast.
在刚才我们第三节看到说，全地的人都稀奇跟从那兽。
When you read that word marveled,If you've read in the Gospels, it often says that when people saw Jesus' miracles, they marveled. It's the same word.
那个词呢，你如果读四福音书，你就可以常常看到这个词，就是当人们看到主耶稣所行的神迹，他们就都稀奇，这是同一个词。
And so in verse 4, they worship just as they worshiped Jesus. Now there is this false worship.
他们就像他们当时是敬拜耶稣，现在是一个这个模仿的一个假冒的，就是模仿当时耶稣的这样的一个假冒的模仿，就是他们也现在是敬拜这个兽。
All of this is Satan's attempt to create a false version of true religion.
所以呢，这都是撒旦的企图，他就是想要造出来一个好像是真正的敬拜的、真正的真神的这样子一个版本，但是是一个假冒的。
Even the mark of the beast is a counterfeit.
即使是这个兽的印记，它也是一个模仿的。
Back in chapter 7,
在第七章。
God sealed his servants with the mark on their foreheads.
然后神呢就是用在那个他的仆人的前额呢就是给他们印了印记。
In chapter 13,
在第十三章
Satan creates a mark.
那撒旦也创造了一个印记。
It's a counterfeit.
那也这个也是个假冒也是个模仿。
Of the real mark.
它是这个模仿这个新真正的这个印记。
I had nothing in my notes about this mark.
我的这个笔记里边没有任何关于这个就是我关于这个印记我有什么笔记。
I am letting people who are smarter than me explain all of the details.
我让这个更聪明的人了解更多人来解释这个细节。
But last week, someone not from this group, but someone asked me a question, and I realized maybe I need to respond to this here too.
然后呢，不是我们的这个课堂，而是别的有人问我这个问题，我觉得我们可以在这里也讲一下。
And I am hesitant because everything is political now, and I don't want to discuss the politics.
我有点犹豫，因为呢，这所下面讲到的都是跟政治有关，但是我也不想牵涉到政治。
But the mark in chapter 7 of God.
但是在第七章的神的印记
is not something that happens to you accidentally.
它不是说就这么偶然的这样发生在你身上。
You don't go to the doctor and get a shot.
你不是说就去医生办公室就打一个疫苗，打一针。
And when you walk out, God says, Aha, I marked you with my mark, you now belong to me.
不是说你从医生那出来，你打了一个针，然后神就说，哈，你现在我已经给你放上印记了，你现在属于我了。
The saints in chapter 7 have the mark because they have chosen willingly loyalty to God.
那在第七章的这些圣徒，他们之所以有神的印记，是因为他们心甘情愿的，他们选择要效忠于神，要对神忠心。
And so when we come to chapter 13,
所以当我们来到第十三章的时候，
the same principle is true.
那同样的原则。
No one accidentally takes the mark of the beast.
没有人就是说这种不小心或者是这碰巧了就是就有了兽的印记。
It is a choice of loyalty.
这是一种就是你效忠于谁的一种选择。
The people who take this mark choose, this is who we will follow.
这个选择接受受印记的人呢，他们就是选择说，这个就是我要跟谁的。
And so, the political question I was asked last week.
所以我上个星期问我的跟这个政治有关的问题就是
Is the COVID vaccine the mark of the beast?
所以就有人问了就说这个我们现在所打的这个疫苗是不是就是兽的印记
No, it is not.
不是的。
Whether you agree or disagree with the vaccine, it is not what Revelation is talking about.
不管你是不是赞成这个打疫苗，但是这个不是十三，就是十三章里面所讲的这个兽的印记。
And by the way, this is nothing new.
这个也不是什么新鲜事儿。
I went and began to look.
我就上去就去查了，我就做研究。
In the 1960s, the health departments began to put fluoride in water to help make people's teeth stronger.
然后呢在1960年呢就是 you mean FDA, right? 就是美国的 食品药品管理局他们就在这个水里面加了这个氟就是让人的这个牙齿呢更加的坚固。
And there were many Christians who said, this is Revelation, the mark of the beast.
他们很多基督徒说这个就是启示录这个就是那个兽的印记。
In the 18th century,
在第十八世纪的时候
，When they began to do the smallpox vaccinations，
当时 ，really that's early， 他们开始做这个天花的疫苗的，
yes.
开始打天花疫苗的时候
，I read sermons，
我就看到其实那个时候带的有这个讲章
，To take the smallpox vaccination means you do not have faith in God。
他认为如果你打了这个天花的疫苗那说明你对神没有信心。
God is stronger than smallpox.
神比这个天花更大。
And this may be the mark of the beast.
有可能那个就是兽的印记。
I quit there, I didn't go any further.
然后我就到那儿我就停下来我没有再往前走。
My point is not good or bad.
我的这个要讲的说不是说这个好或者坏。
My point is, we must stick to what scripture teaches, not look for new ideas.
我们必须要就是紧紧的就是符合这个圣经而不是去找一些新的观念。
Now, how are we supposed to respond to these false attacks in Revelation?
那我们如何对这个启示录里边这些假的这些假先知这些所有的这些攻击来回应呢
？Remember, I said to you that John is writing a practical book for Christians who are suffering.
你要记得，约翰写这本书的目的是要给在苦难中的基督徒一个实际的一个指导。
He is not simply talking about something far away. He is saying, this is what you are facing today in the first century, and here is how you must respond.
他不是在谈就是发生在很遥远的未来的事情，他是给在第一世纪受苦的基督徒，就说你如何来面对现在的苦难。
And so this is the most important thing I'm wanting to say to you today.
所以这就是我今天所对你们要讲的最重要的事情。
Because up to now, you might think this.
所以到现在为止你可能会这样想。
You might go away and say, okay, Pastor McElwain said, turn off CNN, turn off Fox News, there's nothing we can do.
然后 你可能会说，哦，麦牧师说了，你以后不要再看这个 CNN, 也不要再看福克斯，因为我们，这跟我们现在没有任何关系。
Just hide in a cage somewhere and wait for Jesus to return.
就是我们也什么也做不了，那我们就躲藏在洞穴里边等着基督回来吧。
That's not the message of Revelation.
那个不是启示录的信息。
John writes to the seven churches in the first century.
约翰写信给在第一世纪的七个教会。
He's already given them a picture of Christ as the victor.
他已经给向他们描绘了一幅主耶稣是得胜者的形象。
But then in chapter 13, he shows Satan's false efforts.
然后在十三章他就展现了这个撒旦的这个努力，这个他是想要模仿的假冒的这个努力。
And he says to these Christians in the first century, this is going to hurt.
他告诉这个第一世纪的基督徒说这个会难受。
Look at verse 7.
再看第七节。
The beast is fighting.
这个兽呢在征战。
It was allowed to make war on the saints and to conquer them.
又任凭这个兽呢与圣徒征战并且得胜。
And the next phrase is frightening.
这下一句呢就更令人害怕。
Because back in chapter 5, I read to you.
因为在第五章我对大家读过。
That in heaven, every tribe, every language, every people, every nation is around the throne.
就是在天上，就是各族、各方、各民都是围绕的宝座。
And now this false beast, this satanic power is attacking.
现在呢，这个撒旦的这个势力，这个兽呢，开始攻击。
And he even wins and is given power to conquer.
然后他有给他，就是任凭他得胜。
And he uses the very same words. Authority was given over every tribe and people and language and nations.
他用的是同样的词，说也把权柄赐给他，制服各族、各民、各方、各国。
Verse 10, if anyone is to be taken captive, to captivity he goes.
说被掳掠人的，就是定为被掳掠的，必被掳掠。
If anyone is to be slain with the sword, with the slain sword, he will be slain.
说定为被刀杀的必被刀杀。
And you might say, wow.
你说天哪。
Labor Day, I could have slept in.
本来这个劳动节今天放假嘛，我可以好好睡一觉。
You told me to come to class because Revelation is an encouraging book.
你告诉我来上课，因为你说启示录是一本令人激励人的、鼓励人的书。
And now you're telling me we may die.
你现在告诉我们可能会死。
Thanks a lot.
谢谢你。
But let me give you the good news.
让我告诉你好消息。
He says, yes, the saints may suffer in the battle against Satan.
就是他说那个圣徒在跟撒旦这个征战的过程中可能会受苦。
We may even die in this battle.
我们甚至会在征战中死去。
But please remember that for the Christian, death is not defeat.
但是对基督徒来讲，这个死并不是说你就被打败了。
death is not the worst thing that can be done to us.
这个死亡并不是能发生在我们身上最糟糕的事情，最坏的事情。
And so look at the rest of the verse.
所以你看下边的这个经文。
Here is a call for the endurance and faith of the saints.
他说圣徒的忍耐和信心就是在此。
John is saying to those Christians, and he says to us,
约翰对那些基督徒也对我们说,
It is God who fights the war.
是神在征战。
And our job is to be faithful and persevere.
我们所要做的就是忠心，就是要忍耐。
Most of us don't like that.
我们绝大多数人都不喜欢这样的。
We want to decide how to fight the battle.
我们想要说，我们来决定说这个战争，这个战役是怎么打的。
And we especially don't like it when we find out that the way we're going to win is through suffering.
我们尤其不喜欢，就是说我们得胜的这个道路呢，是通过受苦。
We want to win by winning elections.
我们希望我们的得胜是靠我们赢了这个选举。
We want to win by gaining power.
我们想要得胜就是说我们已经得到了这个权力，得到了能力。
But all through history, all through history.
但是呢，你纵观整个历史。
God's people have won through suffering.
神的百姓得胜是靠着受苦得胜的。
I mentioned last week, I think about Martin Luther.
我上次也讲过，现在想到马丁路德。
And some people will say, oh yes, he suffered, but look, he ended up as a great victor.
有些人就说，哦，他是马丁路德是受过苦，但他最后他是一个伟大的得胜者。
But that forgets something.
但是他们忘掉一些事情。
One of the big reasons Luther won is because of hundreds of Christians who had died preparing the way for his victory.
那个路德之所以他得胜，就是在他之前有成百的基督徒，就是这些人呢，他们已经死了，所以他们就预备了这条路。
Truth won, the gospel won through patient endurance and faith in suffering.
就是福音的真理之所以能够得胜，是因为这个，就是因为他们的忍耐、坚忍和信心。
It is hard, I try to avoid politics, but it is hard to talk about Revelation and not apply it to our world.
然后呢，我是想要避免谈政治，但是呢，你如果谈启示录，不应用到现在的世界中也很难。
Last summer, I watched the pictures of the Black Lives Matter protest.
然后呢，去年的这个时候呢，我就看这个黑命贵的这些图片。
I saw the pictures of buildings being burned.
我看到他们把这个就是把这个建筑啊把这个都给烧了。
Of protesters beating onlookers.
然后呢就是他们这些黑命贵的这些人呢就是游行的时候就把这些旁边走过的这个看客呢给打了。
And I wanted to say to those protesters,
我想对这些黑命贵的人说
You have forgotten how civil rights first won its victories.
你们就忘了这个他们怎么是赢得他们的这个人权，他们当时怎么得到他们这些权利的。
They won through suffering.
他们是通过受苦得到的。
The early civil rights leaders did not win by burning down buildings. They won because they believed in Revelation 13.
他们早期的这些人权斗士，就是这些人权的这些提倡者呢，他们不是说他们得到这个胜利不是靠的把这个建筑物都给烧了，而是他们相信这个第启示录的第十三章。
Read the history of Selma, Alabama.
然后你去读这个在阿拉巴马 Selma, Alabama 这个传记，这个历史。
African Americans met in the church building.
然后那时候呢，就是非洲来的这些黑人呢，他们在教会里就是聚会。
They read Revelation.
他们就是去读启示录。
They prayed.
他们祷告。
And this was their prayer many times.
很多次他们是这样祷告的。
God, you know some of us will be beaten to death.
你神啊，你知道我们其中有些人会被毒打致死。
Some of us today will go to jail.
我们今天有些人可能会被下到监里。
But God, you have promised that truth shall overcome.
但是神啊，你已经应许就是真理会得胜。
And they went to face...Police dogs, German shepherds snapping at them with no weapons except the Bible.
然后呢，他们就是面对这些这些不管是这些犬类啊，就是他们所放出来的警察的犬类，他们就是没有带着任何武器，就是拿他们的圣经。
And they won.
他们得胜了。
Through suffering.
是通过受苦。
Every time in history that the church has won lasting victories, it has come through suffering.
就是每一次当教会得到这个持久的一个胜利，一个征战的时候呢，都是通过受苦得到的。
And so Revelation 13 says, this is a call for endurance and faith.
所以他就讲了启示录第十三章说圣徒的忍耐和信心就是在此。
But then he gives us one more call in this chapter.
在这一章里给我们另外一个呼召。
The beast is going to attack you and it's going to win some battles. You are called to endurance.
他说这个兽呢会和你们征战并且会得胜，但是你们的呼召就是要忍耐，要坚忍。
And then he says,
然后他接着说
The beast is going to do signs and wonders.
然后这个兽呢就是要去行大神迹，行神迹。
It's going to have a mark for you to take on your hand or forehead.
然后他也会让你在你的手或者前额上要受印记。
And he says, this calls for wisdom.
这个呢就需要一个要有智慧的一个，你要有智慧。
John says, if you're going to avoid being deceived, you're going to have to be wise.
说约翰说如果你要是不被欺骗的话呢，不被迷惑，那你需要有智慧。
How do we defeat Satan's attacks?
我们如何来就是打败这个击败这个撒旦的攻击呢？
Back in verse 10, we defeat him by patient endurance, even in suffering.
就是第十节说就是靠着我们的坚忍和信心甚至靠着受苦。
And then in verse 16, we defeat him, verse 18, I'm sorry, we defeat him through wisdom, using our head.
然后第十八节就讲到说我们击败他就是靠着我们的智慧。
The reason I am very, very troubled when I see Christians falling to conspiracy theories and ideas.
然后当我看到基督徒就是去相信这种不管是阴谋论还是各种各样的观念的时候，我心里边就是很，就是心里挺烦恼的，就是原因就在于。
is because we are called to be wise.
因为我们被呼召，我们要有智慧。
And if we do not use wisdom, Satan will deceive us.
如果我们不运用智慧的话，我们就会被撒旦迷惑。
And I'm sorry to say it so bluntly, but many Christians are not wise.
我很对不起，我就要这么很这个很直率的讲，就是很多基督徒其实并没有智慧。
Every conspiracy theory that comes, they jump on board.
然后呢，只要有什么就是这种阴谋论出现呢，这基督徒就跳上去了。
John says to these first century Christians, and the same thing was happening then.
然后呢，约翰呢，对这个第一世纪的基督徒，其实那时候也发生。
Again, I've gone back and read it.
然后呢，其实不断的发生，我回去我也读到。
There were Christians who were teaching Nero has come back to life and he is bringing an army.
然后呢，当时第一世纪基督徒就有人在讲啊，说尼禄已经死里复活了，他现在带了一个军队来。
We've got to collect weapons and we've got to go attack.
我们应该要拿起武器去攻击他们。
There were Christians who said, all right, Revelation says we're going to die as martyrs.
然后也有那个时候的基督徒说，启示录说了，我们会像殉道士那样死。
And some of them went to Rome.
所以有些人就去了罗马。
And they would attack the soldiers so that the soldiers would kill them.
所以呢，他们就会去攻击这个罗马军兵，这样呢就被罗马军兵所杀害。
Because Revelation says we're going to die.
因为启示录说我们会死。
John says,
约翰说的是,
and I don't know a nice way to put this.
我不知道怎么样可以更婉转的把这个给说出来。
But I think that every one of us should have this banner on our Facebook logo.
我们每个人应该把这个放在我们的社交媒体的这个你前面的这个 post 上，这个明显的位置。
John says, Christians, don't be foolish.
约翰说，基督徒不要愚笨。
Don't be gullible.
不要这样的容易受骗。
Don't listen to every crazy idea that comes.
不要去听从每一样所来的这个好像这个很玄奇的念头。
Be wise.
要有智慧。
Be slow to believe.
就是要慢慢的去相信这些所有的这一切。慢慢的信。
When someone tells you something is going to happen,
当有人告诉你要发生什么事儿的时候，
go back and look at their previous predictions.
你去看看他们以前所说的这个预计或者预言。
If they were wrong last time and the last time and the time before that,
如果他们过去的好几次这个预言的东西都错了。
A wise person will not listen to them this time.
然后一个聪明人就不会这次再听他们的。
I realize it sounds like I'm finishing Revelation with a rant, but I'm really not.
好像我最后结束启示录的时候好像在那里发牢骚，在那里抱怨，我没有。
But here is why this is so important.
这个之所以如此重要的原因在于
We as believers are promised victory.
我们基督徒，我们信主的人其实已经被应许我们这个得胜。
But there will be attacks.
但是会受到攻击。
And so in chapter 13 he says, respond with endurance.
所以在十三章 告诉我们说要以忍耐来回应。
Respond with wisdom.
要以智慧来回应。
And then in chapter 14, he shows us what that will look like.
然后在14章他就告诉我们如果这样来回应那看起来会怎么样。
Because again, I am not saying to you.
因为我不是对你们说我没有对你们说。
If you're a Christian, you should just stick your head in the sand and ignore the world.
然后我不是说你做基督徒你就把头藏埋在沙子里周围的世界什么都别看。也都别管。
Sorry, like an ostrich.
哦，就像那个鸵鸟似的，把头藏在那个埋在沙子里，反正对周围的世界都不看也不顾。
Maybe that was confusing. Chapter 14 shows us, yes, we do resist.
在第十四章告诉我们，我们是要抵抗。
We don't hide our eyes from the world.
我们不是说对周围的世界闭起眼睛来，什么也不看。
But this is how we resist.
但是我们如何来抵抗呢？如何来面对呢？
The world resists with military power.
这个世界呢，是用这种军事上的力量来抵抗，来对抗。
With protest.
是用这个，就是去游行。
With conspiracy theories.
或者是用这个阴谋论。
But here is how God's people resist.
神的百姓是如何来抵挡呢?
Chapter 14, verses 1 through 5, we resist with worship.
我们来抵挡,我们来抵抗是靠着敬拜。
They are out there burning buildings and we are inside worshiping God.
他们在外边,在那里就是在那里烧建筑物在那里烧东西我们在里边敬拜。
You say, how is that resisting?
你说那怎么是抵挡呢?
It's a powerful way of resisting.
那是一种强有力的一种抵挡的方式。
Because this is what that says.
因为这个就是这样说的。
We worship a God who we already know will win.
我们所敬拜的这位神知道我们已经得胜了。
We don't have to be distracted by all these other things.
我们不需要被这些所有别的事情所就是搞得心烦意乱分散注意力。
Our focus is on the Lamb who has already won.
我们的聚焦点是那位已经得胜的羔羊。
A second way, we resist.
我们第二种这个抵挡的方式就是。
Verses 7 through 13, we resist through the preaching of the truth.
我们是靠着来宣讲真理、宣讲真道来抵挡。
Chapter 14 shows how God responds to the false message of chapter 13.
第十四章就是向我们显示神对第十三章的这种虚假的信息是如何回应的。
Three angels preach from a pulpit in heaven. This is truth.
就看到就是有三位天使就是从这个天上来宣讲真理说这个就是真理。
Our response to the troubles of this world must always be a focus on God's truth.
我们对这个世界上的这一切的苦难的这个和麻烦的回应应该永远都是在神的真理上。
I came home from church yesterday so very encouraged.
我昨天从教会回来就很心里很受鼓励。
Because Pastor Joe showed us how Psalm 22 teaches us truth that responds to our suffering.
就是因为周牧师昨天就教导我们说面对这个苦难这个受苦我们如何用真理来回应。
I don't have to go to church to know that there is suffering.
我不需要去教会，我就知道这个世界上有苦难。
I don't need the Bible to know it is difficult.
我不需要这个圣经就知道说这个是难的，艰难的。
But here is what I heard yesterday morning from God's word.
这是昨天我从神的话语上所学所听到的。
Psalm 22 shows me hope in the suffering.
诗篇二十二篇向我显示在苦难中在受苦中的希望。
That's powerful.
那是大有能力的。
That's what we as Christians do when we face the challenges of our world. We go to God's truth.
当我们面对这个世界上的挑战的时候，我们基督徒如何来面对？就是我们到神的真理里面。
Chapter 14 shows we respond to Satan's attack with worship.
就是第十四章向我们显示，面对撒旦的攻击，我们以敬拜来回应。
With preaching the truth,
就是以宣讲真道来回应。
And then in verses 14 through 20,
在第十四节到第二十节，
we respond with a holy life.
我们以一个圣洁的生活来回应。
Our world is getting ready for judgment.
我们的世界已经就是到了要被审判的时刻。
But in the face of that judgment, we are to remain faithful and holy.
但是在面对这个审判的这个时刻，我们要继续以圣洁和以这个忠心来生活。
Your neighbors who are not believers,
你不信主的邻居，
do not desperately need your opinion on every issue that comes along. You may think they do, but they don't.
你以为他们需要你对每件事情的看，很需要你对每件事情，但是不是这样的。
I look out my window this morning.
我今天早晨从窗户往外看。
I have one neighbor who thinks that Joe Biden is far too conservative.
然后呢，我有一个邻居呢，就觉得这个拜登呢，就是太保守了。
And who thinks we just need a completely socialist country.
他就觉得我们这个国家应该是一个完全的社会主义国家。
That person is not a Christian believer.
那个人他不是基督徒。
I look the other direction.
然后我往另外一个方向看。
And I have a neighbor who a year after the election still has the Trump sign up.
然后呢，我有一个这个邻居呢，都过了一年的选举，他还是有这个 Trump 的这个牌子在他门前放的，在他草地上放的。
Because he still believes the election is going to be overthrown.
然后他仍然相信这个选举结果会被推倒。
He also is not a Christian.
他也不是基督徒。
Here's what I want to say to you this morning.
所以今天早上我想对大家说，
Neither of those neighbors are in desperate need of my political opinions.
我这两个邻居都不是说非常迫切的需要我在这个对政治的这个意见，我的想法。
But both of those neighbors are in desperate need of my Jesus.
但是他们都是迫切的需要我的救主耶稣。
And so I am called to worship in a way that draws them to the God I worship.
所以呢，我们就能够我们需要的我们的敬拜能够吸引这些人，能够带领这些人来敬拜我们的主。
I am called to invite them to hear preaching that teaches God's truth.
所以我的呼召就是让他们能够去听到神，邀请他们来听到神的真理。
And I am called to live a holy life that will draw them to Christ.
我的呼召就是要活出一个圣洁的生活，吸引他们来到神面前。
That's how we live in this world.
那就是我们在这个世界上如何来生活。
And that then brings us to the last chapters of Revelation.
Didn't or did? 那个就把我。
After all this is done.
当这一切都过去之后呢，我们就到了最后一章。
Revelation 19, verse 11.
最到启示录的最后一部分，启示录十九章第十一节。
Back in chapters 4, John saw heaven opened.
在第四章，约翰看见天开了。
In 19:11, he sees heaven opened again.
在十九章十一节，他看见天又开了。
And he sees a white horse.
他看到有一匹白马。
This is the last picture of Jesus I want you to see in Revelation.
这是在启示录里我想让你看到的耶稣最后的这个图像。
Jesus is sitting on the horse.
耶稣骑在马上。
His name is faithful and true.
他的名字称为诚信真实。
His eyes blaze like fire.
他的眼睛如火焰。
He is crowned with authority.
他头上有很多的冠冕。
His robe is stained with blood because of his atoning death.
他穿着溅了血的衣服是因为他的救赎之死。
He has a sword.
他口中有戟，他有利剑。
An iron scepter.
是有一个铁杖。
And he will reign forever.
他是永永远远的掌管这个 全世界。
I told you that I had a friend who wrote a commentary for African pastors on Revelation.
我有一位朋友，他就是为了这个在非洲的牧师们就是写了一个一个注解，一个圣经注释。
And for each section, he gave it a title that they could understand.
所以呢，他对每一个部分，他就写了一个小标题，让他们可以了解。
And this section, he gave this title.
所以对十九章，就是这一部分呢，他的小标题就是
You have to be kidding.
你在开玩笑吧。
This is how wonderful it's going to be.
这个就最后就是这么棒，这么精彩。
After all that has happened,
就在这一切发生之后。
You've got to be kidding. This is how wonderful it is.
你在开玩笑吗？就这么精彩，这么好吗？
No more tears, no more death, no more sorrow.
不再有悲哀、哭嚎、疼痛。
And I am sure that if John were writing today, it would say, no more COVID and no more mask.
我想如果约翰在今天写，肯定也会说，不再有新冠病毒，也不再有口罩。
He finishes by saying,
他结束的时候这样说，
We will be in his presence.Forever.
我们要在他的面前，永永远远在他的面前。
Saturday, I sent a text message to a lady whose husband I helped with the funeral a week ago.
然后呢，星期六的时候，我给一个姐妹这个发短信，就是她的先生在这个星期之前，我有帮助他们的葬礼。
And she's having a hard time after the funeral, a week later, of course.
然后呢，当然这个葬礼过去一个星期，她还是这个现在很难受，反正是挺难的。
And I sent her a text message.
所以星期六我发了一个短信给她。
I know you are hurting.
我说我知道你很难受。
But maybe it will encourage you to know.
或许呢，这个会鼓励你。
That Juan, her husband, is the happiest he has ever been.
第一呢，就是你的先生在一个他让他能够你能想象的最高兴、最快乐的地方。
In your tears,
在你的眼泪当中。
Find a little happiness in knowing how happy your husband is today.
然后呢，或许你可以找到一点点的这种快乐，就是说知道你先生现在有多么的开心快乐。
How much joy he is feeling right now.
他现在是觉得多么的喜乐。
And just like you are saying, I wish Juan were here with me.
就像你在说，他现在说，我希望他现在就在我身边。
Juan is saying.
然后你的先生在说。
Jesus, I can't wait till Cynthia gets to be here with me.
我就耶稣主耶稣啊，我就不能等着，就是我的太太将来跟我来过来相聚。
She's going to love this.
她肯定会喜欢的。
Oh, it's going to be wonderful.
会很棒的，太。
Revelation ends like this. I have to stop.
然后呢，启示录是这样结束的。
To Christians who are facing trouble and difficulty.
面临这个艰难和痛苦的这个和这个一切麻烦的艰难的基督徒。
He finishes, I am coming soon.
他最后结束时是就说主耶稣说我会快我必快来。
That is our hope.
那个就是我们的盼望。
My saying to you, don't be deceived by all the craziness of our world is not a rant.
我对你们所说的不是说不要被这个世界上的这种各种疯狂的念头、玄奇的念头所分心，这个不是一个抱怨。
It is to say to you, don't get your eyes off our wonderful hope.
我的要强调的是，不要把你的目光从我们这个奇妙的盼望上所挪开。
Don't get discouraged.
不要灰心。
Don't be deceived.
不要被迷惑，被欺骗。
Christ has already won.
耶稣基督已经得胜。
And we can live absolutely sure of that victory.
我们可以活在对这种得胜的绝对的这种确定当中。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
God, would you help us to live as your people?
亲爱的主，求你帮助我们作为你的子民。
Not in fear.
不是活在这种恐惧当中。
Not in confusion.
不是在这种混淆当中。
But as people who trust in your great and wonderful promises.
而是活在就是对你的这种伟大的这种奇妙的应许当中的盼望信号当中。
Help us to live that way.
帮助我们那样子来生活。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
All right, next week we